For those desiring to take control over their own health, the website naturalcuresnotmedicine.com points out that today there exists an almost limitless library open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to anyone with a passion for reading. Never has so much free material been available. Today, there are more than 100 websites filled with a wide variety of e-books, ranging from literary classics to how-to instructions. Robert David Steele, a former Deputy Director of Marine Intelligence and CIA case officer, advocates open-source intelligence, that is, information derived from public sources. Steele founded the Open Source Solutions Network, Inc., and later the nonprofit Earth Intelligence Network, which supports the Public Intelligence blog. Americans today, according to Steele, are lacking in public intelligence, in knowing what one needs to know in order to make honest decisions for the good of all, rather than corrupt decisions for the good of the few due to distraction and misdirection by the corporate mass media. Steele, in the spirit of the Be Prepared, says, "I'm a former spy, and I believe we still need spies and secrecy, but we need to redirect the mass majority of funds now spent on secrecy towards savings and narrowly focused endeavors at home. Believe it or not, 95% of what we need for ethical evidence-based decisions support cannot be obtained through the secret methods of standard intelligence practices. But it can be obtained quite openly and cheaply from academics, civil society, commerce, governments, law enforcement organizations, the media, all militaries, and non-governmental organizations. An open-source agency, as I've proposed it, would not just meet 95% of our intelligence requirements, it would do the same at all levels of government and carry over by enriching education, commerce, and research. It would create what I called in 1995 a smart nation." According to Steele, most of our problems today can be traced to unilateral militarism, virtual colonialism, and predatory capitalism, all based on force and lies and encroachment on the common good. The national security state works for the City of London and Wall Street. Both are about to be toppled by a combination of Eastern alternative banking and alternative international development capabilities, and individuals who recognize that they have the power to pull their money out of the banks and not buy the consumer goods that subsidize corruption and the concentration of wealth. The opportunity to take back the commons for the benefit of humanity as a whole is open, here and now.